Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Are you a bartender that dreads the phrase, "Hey, can you put the game on?" At Sports on What, we understand your pain and we're here to help. Over the air, satellite, cable, or streaming, Sports on What knows what channel the game is on and you can too. Follow your favorite teams, set alerts, and filter by provider to get the results you need. Stop wasting time searching and never miss kickoff again. Just download the Sports on What app and you'll always know how to watch the game. Available for Android and iOS. Start your 7-day free trial when you download Sports on What and subscribe today.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Who Sucks Less is on the way, the first time for a few emails from The Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
You've got mail.
Jump into the birthdays. Good evening, gentlemen. This morning, my girlfriend Brianna and I welcomed our second daughter into the world. Unfortunately, she's currently in surgery right now to repair a hole in her diaphragm.
So I took the time to email you.
Give our little girl a Sarah Palin, a little kid fish sandwich, and a Leroy Jenkins. Mommy and Daddy are going to be here every step of the way with our tough little girl. Thanks, guys.
So suck it up, cupcake
fish sandwich.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins.
And Thomas, hopefully your daughter's doing okay there. That's a scary way to start
Start your life.
Start your life that way. All bitches, today is my 28th birthday. Can I please get some thrill shotgun gets? Miles' dad jokes and the dirty Germans telling my new wife of 2 weeks what she can do tonight. Thanks for all the laughs and bad jokes, gentlemen. That from Cody in Boston, Massachusetts.
Get. Okay.
Get. What is the difference between a Bigfoot and a Yeti? A Bigfoot and a Yeti. What's the difference between them?
Yeti costs more.
Ted, one's a little cooler. Where does Count Dracula buy his drawing supplies? Where does Count Dracula buy his drawing supplies?
I don't know.
Pennsylvania.
Yep. Yeah, that makes sense.
And guys, a buddy I know got hit by a rental car.
Oh, yeah?
He said it hurts.
It's an enterprising joke.
Thank you.
Yeah, as your wife of 2 weeks, I think she already knows what to do for you tonight. That's the beauty of being a newlywed. Next year for your birthday, she might actually need the advice.
Yeah, or you could just tell her you're playing John Adams and have her go down on the harbor.
Yeah, historical jokes.
He's from Boston.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, yeah. Maybe Sam Adams. Good day, gentlemen. I'd like to give my friend Melissa the happiest of birthdays. Please give her a fish sandwich medley, the Dirty Germans, and Coach Ted giving out job-seeking advice. Thank you, guys. That's from Stevie, the Packers fan.
Can I get
a filet
fish
of fish sandwich?
So you know I got
I have a
right.
Fish sandwich.
Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich? Put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
I'll order a fish sandwich.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish.
fish sandwich. Maybe some eat your relish in the morning.
Fish sandwich.
At noon. At noon. And at night.
And I'll buy you a fish sandwich.
Though you don't want a fish sandwich.
Y'all, tonight for your birthday, I introduce you to a little game I learned in Italy. It's called Kissa de Melissa. Don't worry, I'll kiss you right on the lips.
Yeah, maybe you can introduce her to one of those famous ham sandwiches.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll have some white baguette. Hi. Right. How old was she, Miles?
He doesn't say. He does not mention how old Melissa is, no.
All right, I'm guessing. Need a new job, maybe a new career? I don't know. You know, back in the day, Coach did a little jiu-jitsu. One thing Coach learned was you tap early, you tap often. So I would say it's about numbers. Get that resume out there. Send it to a lot of places. Maybe some jobs are just, you know, a little quick pick-me-up. Maybe you're bartending, barista or something. Doesn't have to be the whole thing, but, you know, just get out there and get working. Make some money.
Guys, want to wish myself, Gene Allen, a very happy birthday, as I don't think my friends listen to the radio enough to catch the show like I do. How about a Geez Louise, a barbershop quartet fish sandwich, and Mickey enticing me to spend my next check on a Disneyland trip for my 38th birthday. Sincerely, guys, that's from Gene Allen in Seattle.
Geez Louise!
Can I get a fish sandwich? Oh, you know I gotta eat right. Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich? You put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
Wow, Gene Allen. That's a mouthful there. You know, the old mixer doesn't trust people with two names. Hyphenated or not. But the main thing is, come down to the park. Sometimes we have singles weekends. You gotta look on separate websites for that. There's also a lot of good food. And you can get drunk around the world. I can't recommend it, but I'll throw you out.
Guys, I want to wish a happy birthday to my amazing husband and baby daddy, Ed. 40 looks great on you, Eddie Bear. He's now a fourth-year apprentice electrician with the Local 46. So maybe some dad jokes from Miles about electricians, if you could. Oh, and a bagel shop guy. Thanks for all you do, guys. That from the wife.
You're not God or my father or my boss.
Guys, what do you say when you break up with an electrician? What do you say when you break up with an electrician? What? What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me. Gnome or. Wow. What? Electrician jokes. They're few and far between. What kind of lights did Noah have on his ark? Mike, you're a biblical guy. What kind of lights did Noah have on his ark?
Like fireflies?
No, floodlights. One more you should get. You've been reading the Old Testament?
Yeah.
What's the difference between God and an electrician? What is the difference between God and an electrician?
God actually made the lights turn on?
God doesn't think he's an electrician.
Oh, that's pretty good.
It was good.
Yeah, I see.
You know what electricians call sex?
What?
Direct current.
Love to get a birthday shout out to my
husband. That's an electrician joke, right?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
A three-way would be alternating current.
Johnny Rotten's 50th birthday today. It is also my birthday, but I'm turning 45. Jin, a.k.a. the he willing... Okay, I'll read it the way you did it. Jin, a.k.a. the he willing married crazy ferret lady. Ha ha. My husband also has a twin sister, so he's been used to sharing his birthday all along. So please send Johnny some green beans and the dirty Germans. I'll thank you guys. That from Jen.
Green beans.
What?
Green beans.
Okay.
Green beans. Green beans.
Yeah, I'm just guessing as an adult, if you still go by Johnny as opposed to John or Jonathan, you're probably having more sex than the dirty Germans.
Yeah, the funny thing is it's rotten on him. But you still have to play with it when it's a sex time.
But y'all, today's my 46th. Been a hard week, and you guys always make the ride home a lot better. So to make my day special, can I please get the dirty Germans telling me about what the slang CU46 means and why it's a happy number? Thanks so much. You guys rock, even Ted. That from Nick in Sultan, Washington.
Yeah, Nick was the big old... Yeah, CU46 is actually CU46, which is CU for sex. Yeah. That's why I go CU69.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, we get to pick a number.
So I had to look that up today as well, to see you for sex. But I will tell you this, whatever sex you're having, it's better than number 46 on Colorado University.
Yeah.
They suck, Miles. They can't win a game, and they don't shut up about being good.
Guys, this is my best friend Kevin's big 5-0 today. We don't connect as often as we'd like, but he's still like a brother to me. How about I cut that bitch off, an O lookout, and ending with a Leroy Jenkins. Thanks a ton, guys, and rock on. That from CJ.
Cut that bitch off. Next caller.
Uh-oh, look out.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins.
Hey, guys, can I get a fish sandwich medley in honor of my 54th trip around the sun? That from Bradley GT. Yeah.
Can I get a fillet of fish sandwich?
Oh, you know I got
I have a fish sandwich.
Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich?
You fish
and put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
Our fish sandwich.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe some dinner relish in the morning.
Oh, you don't want a fish sandwich?
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefly.
Now, the Men's Room wants to know who sucks less?
Hey, time for Who Sucks Last. Stephen Thrill-Hill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. They all suck. It is up to us to determine, out of the three stories, which one sucks the least. Now, if you happen to follow KISW on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, the debate is already underway on who sucks less.
Yes, indeed. And today, as always, we have three stories, two of them dealing with fraud. One is just bad. Let's start with fraud, and we go south of the border to Mexico, where family has been outed as scammers after being caught on video placing la cucarachas on their plates at a restaurant so that they can then complain and leave without paying the bill. The Puerto Chalet restaurant in Guadalajara recently took to social media to shame a family of scammers who had threatened to make a scene because of a cockroach they had found in the dishes they ordered unless the restaurant agreed not to charge them for their meal. Now, management, they decided to give in to the patrons' demands just to avoid an unnecessary scandal. However, as soon as the family left, they checked the surveillance cameras and found proof that the whole thing had been premeditated. You see, the family of four can be seen enjoying a feast that would have cost them a pretty penny. Only at one point, the woman at the head of the table can be seen taking out a small container from her purse and emptying its contents over the plates on the table. The cockroach inside, well, doesn't want to fall out of the container, so the woman takes a fork and tries to force the bug out. Now, with the cockroach planted, the family calls a waiter and fakes outrage and disgust over the cockroach that they themselves had planted. After complaining about the incident, the family leaves the Puerto Chalet with all the food they had ordered packed to go, but without paying anything for it. Now, knowing how strict the restaurant's hygiene policy was, the staff immediately checked the surveillance cameras to see how the cockroach may have ended up in the customer's plates, and they were surprised to see the patrons planting the bug themselves. They then uploaded the clip online as a cautionary tale. Well, after the video went viral, a number of ex-users came forward to accuse the same family of having scammed several restaurants in Guadalajara of using the same tactics. And clips and photos of the suspects, including the blonde matriarch who's been dubbed Lady La Cucaracha, have since gone viral online. So they didn't just do it at this restaurant. As soon as they posted it, other restaurants were like, yo, man, that same family had roaches in their food here and here and here. We now go to China, where a company is being accused of tricking hundreds of employees into conducting illegal activities so that it could then fire them without severance pay. So it's called Citic Design Institute. They recently found itself at the center of a huge scandal after several prominent news outlets reported that it had fired around 200 senior employees after accusing them of crimes that one of its managers had lured them into committing. So apparently the company had been looking for ways to get rid of senior employees with high salaries without offering any financial compensation packages. So it had one of the senior managers lure those employees to various bars and clubs under the pretext of after-work relaxation, where they were tricked into engaging in illegal activities. According to some of the tricked employees, the manager set them up with sex workers and encouraged them to, quote, interact with them, while others claimed that they engaged in gambling and even intentionally lost some money to their superior to remain, to retain a good relationship with them, only to later realize they'd been lured into a trap. So after gathering dirty evidence on the employees, the manager would report everything to the company, and then their contracts would be terminated without compensation. As many as 200 employees lost their jobs this way. Well, the company's tactic, firstly criticized online, with some social media users pointing out that the terminated employees would have a very difficult time trying to find other jobs because of the record of illegal activities. So not only did the employer fire its senior employees without a severance pay, but it also compromised their chances of getting a job someplace else.
Hmm. Wow.
Oh, yeah. Dirty stuff there.
And I bet it seemed fun at first.
I'm sure. Look, I don't care who you are. In the moment that you're committing something illegal, it's generally an adrenaline rush or it's fun. But if it comes back to haunt you, that is a problem, right? And now we go to Australia, where authorities there say they've issued an arrest warrant for a man who poured hot liquid on a 9-month-old infant last week.
Jesus.
Sparking a national and international manhunt. Now, the incident occurred around midday in late August. The suspect, whom police described as a 33-year-old foreign national, has since left the country, and the police are working with national and international partner agencies in this investigation. Now, the Morningside Child Protection Investigation Unit identified the suspect, but on the day of the crime, a group of people were approached by this man, unknown to them, who poured a hot liquid on the baby before he ran away. Now, the infant was taken to the hospital with serious but non-life-threatening injuries. The child has since been released from the hospital. But security video shows a man running shortly after the attack. The man was last seen wearing a black hat. None of that part matters. This happened a couple weeks ago, but it's actually become an international manhunt for this guy. And there's no rhyme or reason for it. He just walked up. So again, the stories. We had a family in Mexico. This is a family. Keep in mind, they have not quite kids, probably teens with them, as best I could tell from the video, who are intentionally planting cockroaches in their meal so that they can get a free meal from whatever restaurant they are at. We have the company in China who's tricking senior employees into illegal activities so that it can be reported back and they can be fired without a severance pay. And then some coconut in Australia who, for whatever reason, decided to dump hot liquid, presumably coffee, on an infant before just disappearing.
Okay. I think it's pretty easy to say that, Miles, the guy in Australia sucks the most.
Correct.
I would agree with that.
Yep. Hot liquid on an infant is just evil beyond evil.
Yeah, totally. I don't know the job situation in China. Is it easy to get a job? Is it hard to get a job? These are hundreds of people, and that's their livelihood. So they can fire them without severance as well, which means that however long they work there, they might not get the retirement. They might not get anything.
They won't. That was the entire point.
So I'm hopefully with the internet and social media, the Guadalajara areas knows about this family now.
They do.
And even though they got away with it for a while, they have been caught. Hopefully it's not the biggest deal in the world, and they will not be able to dine in too many other places until they get busted again. So I'm going to say they suck the least.
I'm with you. I think the family in Mexico sucks the least, mostly because I think you'll agree with me. Like, there's sometimes you know you're kind of getting scammed, but it's like, it's a meal.
It's easier.
Yeah, exactly, right? Like, I did a bartender before. Like you know what I mean?
You're
like,
not somebody's fooling me.
Somebody's completely wrong on something or whatever. It's like, you know what? No sweat.
We'll eat the cost.
Yep, I'll take it off the bill, yep, exactly. Even though you have no idea the difference between a black Russian and a white Russian. Not specific. So I think that sucks the least because it's like, all right, like, that's a scam. But at the end of the day, it's one family per restaurant.
I think someone on our text line put it best. They agree. They said, look, I read ahead on KISW's Twitter. Mexico family sucks the least. Nobody was forced to break the law and no one was injured, unlike the other two options.
Debate continues on Who Sucks Less if you follow KISW on Facebook, Twitter, and on Instagram. All right, coming up, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
I kind of just minutes. We'll drink a toast for the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check on Mike Hogg and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Thank you, Miles. A new survey found that 25% of Americans actually don't remember 9/11.
Well, to be fair, weren't born.
Exactly. That's kind of what I thought when I first read it.
It said 100 million people. Well, they weren't born when it happened, so you're not going to remember. And if you were probably 4 years old or younger, you probably don't remember what happened.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's just time moving.
It's statistics work.
It's now going to be in the history books, and now we're going to have kids, grandkids, whatever it is, come up to us and say what happened on that day. We get to be the ones that retell what happened.
I got to ask my parents what happened on when Pearl Harbor was attacked. You see?
There you go.
My dad's like, I was four.
Right.
He's like, but I know what you know. It sucks.
And our parents, I mean, they definitely remember where they were when Kennedy was killed.
Yep.
You know, but yeah, I mean, that's the way history works.
Exactly.
Like,
at some point, not everybody's just going to know about it. It's not something to be disappointed about. They might learn it and then figure it out later.
Yeah, that's kind of how it goes. It
doesn't mean that we're just letting it disappear.
Do you remember the Gettysburg Address? Nobody does.
Correct.
But we heard about it.
There you go.
I will say this. Nowadays, with the internet, you can look up a lot more stuff.
Of course.
Right, so early 2000s, when 9/11 happens, like, you still have dial up this and that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm working at the AFL-CIO, and I mean every street corner for months. At least 2 months, I don't know, for a while in D.C. just had Humvees and military, right? It was like legit kind of martial law.
Yeah.
And then because our building, it's 16th and I Street, it's just our building, that the church, you might remember it for Trump stood out there with the Bible.
Yeah.
There's a park and then there's the White House. So we had to go in the garage. Secret Service was there. And then every night at like 6 p.m., they would pull out, two dudes would lift out these giant bags and put it on the back of the trunk of their car, of their, the Secret Service car. So I realized now it's obviously surface-to-air missiles.
Jesus,
in case there was another plane. But I mean, we just were like, what the hell's in there?
Yeah.
No idea. But yeah, when you were that close to the White House, I mean, that security was...
Sure, tight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was, I mean, dude, it was crazy. Plus, at that point, I'm going to the Connecticut School of Broadcast in Crystal City, which is by the Pentagon.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, it was just like every day I drove, it was just like, I'm living in it. You know, just military
it's
equipment
weird,
everywhere.
Man.
It was insane.
It was anarchy. Like, people were driving 120 miles an hour on both beltways to get home or to make sure that their family members were okay.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Who worked, you know, in any government agency, whatever the deal was. It was nuts.
Absolutely.
I mean, it was nuts.
Yeah.
I could drive like I normally do and people were passing me.
But you know what we didn't do? Plan EAS.
Right.
Yep.
Still just like, didn't get the EAS.
What
out
has
there.
To happen where the EAS comes in handy? We keep testing it. What are we waiting on?
Criminy. Apparently, walking around the supermarket with a big cucumber in your cart shows that you're single and have an above average Johnson in the UK.
Is that what that is?
What if it's just a pickle?
I know, right?
I thought they said that was a a gay pickup thing for individual supermarkets. So it's kind of like a meetup.
Possibly.
Yes. Yeah, I read the article. So the I know you're not working on these. That's what I'm telling you. So basically you go to an Aldi's on a Sunday between 2 and 4.
Right. It's a specific day and time.
You go and you find the cucumber that best represents you. You put that in your cart, and then you continue to shop.
It's kind of like the old school, you know, you'd show up at a supermarket from like 6 to 7 or something like that with the pineapple upside down in your
cart. Right.
Shows that you're ready to swing. Yeah. It's kind of the same thing here.
Correct.
I am missing so much at grocery stores, man.
I know, right? I'm just trying to buy my doggone pineapple. I don't need y'all coming up on me.
Why does everyone keep talking to me?
I'm just trying to buy my averagely small cucumber. You guys don't need to be making fun of me.
You know what?
I just like to walk around the Piggly Wiggly snacking on a cucumber.
Have you guys bought those baby cucumbers yet?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Those are great.
Oh, what a game changer.
Honestly, you want to have cucumber talk? I like an English cucumber. Less seedy.
Okay, good call.
Cucumber talk.
I feel like cucumbers are also, they're starting to trend as like making, just kind of dressing them up.
So gotta eat one every day for a month, Mike.
All right. You know what? I'll do it. I like it.
That's where all the cucumbers stuff. I forget who the guy is. And he's like, I'm eating one cucumber a day. So that's why people keep mixing it in with different stuff. And like,
gotcha.
How many different ways can you eat a cucumber?
Okay. So they basically, you know, they got this little just Tupperware container that they cut it into coins and then they toss it in there. And then they'll put like oil and they'll put different spices and like red chili flakes and whatnot in it. And then they'll mix up some garlic in there too. And then they just make good cucumbers. To be honest with you, if you've ever had the cucumbers from Din Tai Fung, those are fantastic. I love those.
Everything I've had from Din Tai Fung, I like. I just don't like cucumbers, but I believe they'd probably be the best cucumbers.
Yes, they would.
I don't know if they're health redeemed value, but they have the best green bean you'll ever have in your life.
Oh, 100%, bro.
So good.
Oh my God. Just sit there and eat it like candy.
Yeah.
Jeez, a whiz.
Can we make it a point? Sometime in the near future, all of us go to separate grocery stores on the same day at the same hours. Just put an upside down pineapple and a cucumber in your cart. Push it around.
I think and
see who approaches you. Really?
Yeah.
I'm going all in.
I mean, I don't mind doing the upside down pineapple. I know people. But like the cucumber, I just don't want to disappoint these women.
Or that guy.
Smaller cucumber.
Well, yeah, that's my thing is they don't make a cucumber small enough for me.
Just get a little teeny tiny
one. That's right, just get little baby ones. I don't have this many, but I do have it this size. Right.
One penis, but this is the size.
Hang on, can I just open this bag real quick?
I just
need to walk
one.
Around with this thing. The weight loss drug, amycretin, is showing promise as a replacement for Ozempic.
Are we running out of Ozempic?
I don't know.
There's been a big run on it. My question is, what are the side effects of this?
Exactly.
Because they find out Ozempic, but like the side effects from Ozempic don't seem to be catastrophic.
Right.
But there's some physical abnormalities that seem to happen with people, right?
You're doing something to yourself chemically. It's going to change who you are chemically.
I got Ozempic, but.
Right. Miles, what day is it, buddy?
Oh, 9/11.
You're absolutely right. It is also National Quiet Day. And while we do talk a lot on this program, but I also feel like the people in this room tend to go home and live a more quiet lifestyle, which does have its advantages.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10. 10
great things about living a quiet life.
Quiet.
A quiet life does not necessarily mean a life of solitude. Say you decide to live off the grid in distant desolation. Imagine, just imagine for a moment how freeing that could be. No curious neighbors, just you, your thoughts. A few of your treasured things, and much like the yearning howl of a lone wolf, there's no one around for miles to hear the desperate, fleeting cries for help.
That kind of cheesy.
Little dog, brother.
Yeah. So these are... I'm getting worried about him over there.
He'll be all right. I was just like, yeah, damn. All right.
So these are some great things about living a quiet life. They say resilience. Living a quiet life can cultivate resilience. It teaches you to find strength and simplicity and added adaptability in the faces of challenge.
Yes, that is very true.
There is
and it's weird, right? Because I'm obviously with Jesus. What are the two types?
Extrovert.
Extrovert, right? I talk for a living. Right? Like I thoroughly enjoy talking, but there's a certain point in the weekend where it's like I need to just power down and recharge and not talk.
Your freedom to choose. Embracing a quiet life means that you have the freedom to choose what truly matters to you.
Yeah.
You can focus on your passions and values rather than conforming to societal expectations.
Yeah, fair enough.
There's less clutter in a quiet lifestyle. It often means decluttering, both physically and mentally. This can lead to a more organized and peaceful living space.
Without a doubt. So this is more like...
mind, body, and soul quiet.
Okay.
Mindful living. Living quietly encourages mindfulness, the practice of being fully present in each moment. This mindfulness can enhance the quality of your experiences and interactions.
You can also be completely disattached. It doesn't matter.
Right.
But to answer your question there, Ted, living a quiet life often characterized by simplicity and a deliberate choice to minimize noise and distractions.
All right.
They say contentment. Again, these are the great things about living a quiet life. Many people find that a quieter life leads to a greater sense of contentment and inner peace. It shifts the focus from external pressures to internal fulfillment.
Yeah, without a doubt. Absolutely.
Right. Reducing environmental impact. A quieter life often aligns with a more sustainable and eco-friendly lifestyle. Consuming less and being mindful of resources, resource use can reduce your environmental footprint.
I think it kind of depends where you live on that one, but maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, if I still live in the middle of the city, you can find your solitude and all that, but it's still just facts of life surrounded.
You gain an appreciation for nature.
I was going to say, I think maybe if you lived a quiet life, like, outside the city, just naturally, you wouldn't produce as much trash and everything, because, I don't know.
You're not near it, right?
No, you're not having people over. You don't need red Solo cups.
Living quietly often means spending more time outdoors and connecting with nature. This can lead to a deeper appreciation for the natural world and its beauty.
I would hope that if you spend more time in nature, you're also developing a deeper appreciation. Like, nah, still don't like it.
Some of the great things about
that would be kind of funny.
I'm not feeling the trees, man.
What's that old school show where the dude, like, Kung Fu, is going to walk the earth?
Yeah.
Imagine if, like, that show ended and he was like, yeah, it sucks.
I'm moving to Manhattan.
This is ass, dude. I'm going to Vegas. Like, walking around. There's a lot of bad places.
That was every time I go hiking. I'm always reminded, like, yeah, you know what? This is boring and I still don't like it, but I'll do it.
I got one for you. I remember the first festival I went to, right? Over on the other side of Rainier.
Where
the next morning, it's Sunday morning, had one of the best times of my life. I'm standing there with one other guy and we're standing next to this river. Peaceful eagle flying, and I go, hey man, do you live out here and just kind of be a hippie? And he goes, I don't know. He goes, what about you? And I go, no, I'd miss college football.
I was not like, this is really fun, but
can you order a pizza here?
Last time I saw that guy, we were eating pizza watching college football.
This is great for like 45 minutes, then I'm just done.
Yeah, I could spend 2 weeks out there in nature, but gotta get back.
That's right.
Somebody here says, does a quiet life include no kids? Because my two little S's at home definitely are not quiet.
I would imagine so. I can't imagine the kids would, you know, not get in the way of all this.
Yeah, I mean, I could move into the middle of the woods.
Because one of the great things about living a quiet life is improved concentration, which I don't think kids have.
They do not give that to you.
Less noise and distraction make it easier to concentrate on tasks and projects. This can lead to increased productivity and a greater sense of accomplishment.
I was gonna say, kids too are weird, man. Like, I swear to God, I did not talk much until I was like 13.
Really?
I know, it's shocking, but I was like quiet.
Yeah, my kids don't have that problem. They got plenty to say, man. No matter what I am doing.
Yeah, financial freedom. Quieter living often involves a more minimalist approach to consumption. This can result in financial freedom as you spend less on unnecessary material possessions, i.e. college football.
Less, but it doesn't mean financial freedom. I lived alone and I had no roommates, I was also dead broke.
Right. Enhanced creativity. A quieter life often provides a more conducive environment for creativity to flourish. With fewer distractions, you can focus on your creative pursuits more effectively. Maybe I'm not creative.
Yeah,
I'll just sit there.
You're creative, yes.
Right. I got nothing to make. better health. Lower stress levels and reduced exposure to constant noise can have positive effects on physical health. Studies have shown that quiet environments can lead to lower blood pressure and improved sleep.
Well, yeah. Funny how that works.
It's called being calm.
Yeah, like Buddha didn't have high blood pressure.
Right.
Like the Dalai Lama, right? Like
they're fine.
He's good.
Are you sure he didn't have high blood pressure?
Who?
Buddha. I mean, you look at his general weight as he's depicted.
But he was very relaxed.
He was chill, no doubt about it, but he had diabetes.
That was one of my early insensitivities when I was a kid. I remember going into shops, and, you know, they got Buddha statues all over the place, right? And I finally asked my mom, I was like, who's the big old fat dude? Yeah. I was like, that's Buddha. He's a religious
figure. I'm saying his high blood pressure is through the roof. He's very inactive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's calm. That's a good point. He's very serious.
He's got a beer gut.
And he just sits.
Rub my belly for good luck. What are you, my weirdo uncle?
Why is that the only Buddha we see? Because Buddha was a bunch of different people.
There's a bunch of different forms of Buddha, absolutely.
Maybe he's the best looking one.
This is genie in a bottle Buddha I'm talking about.
He was the best looking Buddha they had. They said, all right, that's
big
the
fat,
one.
Big fat.
Why have I never dressed as Buddha for Halloween?
Rat tail on top of the head.
He's the skinny Buddha.
Yeah, he's the skinniest one we got, bro. Let's...
Again, Buddhas are like chefs. I don't trust the skinny one.
Well, I don't trust that skinny Buddha.
And then this is the number one. This is getting bad. This is the number one great thing about living a quiet life. Sorry, everybody. Less stress. A quieter life typically means fewer stressors.
Yes!
There's less hustle and bustle, which can lead to a reduced anxiety and a calmer state of mind.
Sure.
Thank you for that.
Live a little bit quieter, kids.
I mean, outside of, like, your own anxiety, like, most people are not putting stresses on themselves.
No!
Yeah. Yeah.
A couple in San Francisco finally figured out who was ruining their aloe plants, Miles, and I'll tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, it's going to contest on the line for Profile This at 206-803-ROCK. Have we made it to drinking time?
What's up? It's your boy, the Ted Smith from the Men's Room. And did you know I have a podcast? Well, I do. The Podcast. New episodes uploaded every Wednesday on the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.